The domain was the same thing. And every Sunday you get, you know, at least half a dozen or more characters out there, and they'd start spouting off their philosophies. And then people would gather around, and it was like, you know, Sunday afternoon entertainment. So Webster was, you know, a fairly eloquent speaker, and he used to get quite a big crowd around him. Then the devotees came. They discovered that place. So then they decided, let's go and chant. So they would go, and they would come in the middle after in the middle of the afternoon when they knew that, you know, the crowd was the biggest. And then they'd start chanting. And then, you know, every now and again they'd stop. They'd start telling stories from the Krishna book. Sometimes they'd do a little skit, little drama in McGrary the Hunter or something like that, or Dwivida Gorilla. So immediately the devotees started chanting. Everybody would leave all the other speakers and they'd come over and listen to the devotees. So Webster, you know, every Sunday he was having his crowd taken away from him. They would just abandon him and go over and listen to the devotees. So he wasn't very friendly. So he happened to be there at the Wayside Chapel when Prabhupada came to give his lecture. And there was a little exchange, so we'll come to that in a minute. Anyway, so then Prabhupada was lecturing, and so he was telling the crowd, he said that at least 24 devotees, up to 100 devotees we have got. In America, my students, these boys and girls, they've become known as the Hare Krishna people, bright-faced people. You can compare their faces with others, how they are feeling happy and blissful. That's a fact. It is not a story. Actually, if you look up in the folio, you'll see that Prabhupada uses that quote quite often. It's not a story, it's a fact. Oh, that's a fact, it's not a story. So the method is simple. Simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So why don't you accept this formula? You have nothing to lose, and the gain is very great. So our request is that here is a nice place. You assemble here. You chant the Hare Krishna mantra and you see the result. That is our request. And if you want to know more, if you don't believe that the Hare Krishna mantra is powerful, and if you want to know more about this movement through science, philosophy, logic, then we have got ample books. We've already published at least 12 books. So this is 71, 12 books. By 76, Prabhupada was saying 80 books. So you try to understand. If you want to understand this movement through science and philosophy, we are ready. But if you can take it as a simple method without any expenditure, without any loss, then chant Hare Krishna. You will be benefited. That is our request. So I don't wish to take up more of your time, but our method is very simple, and your life will be sublime. There is no loss, and the gain is very great. So if you like, you can take it. Thank you very much. So during the question time, people didn't raise their hands and wait to be recognized, but rather they simply shouted out their unsubmissive questions. Finally, Webster shouted out cynically, "What good is this chanting?" Prabhupada answered forcibly, "It will save you from death." And he said it so forcibly and so soberly, it shut everybody up in the whole place. Just the weight of how he said it. And then taking advantage of the shock silence, Prabhupada indicated for the devotees to start kirtan. A basket of simply wonderfuls was distributed and the program was over.